Okay, so yesterday we learned that this raid that could be only if it's you own the pet, but if you don't own the pet, mecheteisa, right? So we brought down from the Bialacha, the Riamaskel Yena Basis, that he first wants to say possibly you have to be the owner. But then he's machriya that maybe not necessarily if you're the owner, even if it's another yitz. So then we said, I bazai kum dais, that if it's for a guy, or takaviyasa. Okay, what's that? I never saw such a hush of a snowman in my life. So Kitzur HaBlazer, yesterday we learned that if a person sees an animal and another yid is supposed to feed it, so you're allowed to feed it. And that's klar in the Bialach, meaning that first he thought you have to be the owner, and then he says nishtazai, right? Right, Rip Shops is ishtate the Bialach. Now, I want to point out, does that mean that you're allowed to give him extra, like... Is the pshat is that the story is that the animal needs to eat? Well, the pshat is you can give him extra already also. I'm saying, what's the scenario? The animal's there, you want to feed it. It ate already, afsha only when it's taka halacha that the animal needs to eat.
In your case, it's good for your father to get rid of the food.
So then it would be mutter anyway, maybe. I'm saying, if you use the buchacha svara, then it would be a svara even if the animal's not hungry. Right. I'm saying, I'm clearing, mezainis alecha means we have to sit there and measure how much food. It's with a shear, it's with a din. Or if the pshan is, it's an animal of a Jew, then you're allowed to feed it. Akupanim from a guy's mashmanish. Well?
Is it
hot to it? I don't know.
It's tircha in the first place.
Yeah, so once it's, I mean, you have to sit.
Maybe share even on Yontif, which you're doing with possible derisas.
Good, all right. I'm asking, if you want, I'm just clearing. Is the svar of Mizay Nesecha Alecha meaning Sataka only when he needs for Mazin? Or Mizay Nesecha Alecha means that he taka pshat is that he wants you a lot of feed it. You're allowed to feed it. It's an animal.
I would say that if it's at a time when it's time for you to feed it, you don't have to measure. But if you already ate lunch an hour ago, it's time to give him food now that you can't do.
All right, Dafshan. All right, this is all gray area. I don't know, I'm not an issue. I'm lazy, you're big enough to Paschal. So Paschal, I was like...
No, it's just...
I'm just reading the Mishnah Berurah, Mizay Nesecha Alecha, and the Mizay Nes is on the Yehudi, so the Pshat is could be only what's negated to the Muslim, the Shmer Fundem. Akupanim, what happens if it belongs to a guy? It's Mashmanish. Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins even for a guy, right? Because if it's not going to eat him in a hefker, so you're allowed to feed it. And a chanam, if it's going to eat him in a hefker, then you're not allowed to feed it. So we don't really care. The Bible means even if it's a guy. Now, I told you a svara yesterday, that if you feed the animal every day, even if it's an animal of hefker, so maybe you're mechuyev too, because it becomes dependent on you. And then I told you over this Rav in the Bronx that, I'm sorry, in Queens, that used to feed the dog. So we said that the Mishnah Berurah says there's a mitzvah to be machil a kelef, right? The Mishnah Berurah says that there's some zayin nesecha lech a little bit more. It's a mitzvah. It's a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Hey that because their mezainis is scarce, so their bayin shom is merachim on the kelef. L'maisa the kafachayim. And Ois Mem Vav says that's not pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara just says that you could feed, and there's an Indian maybe to feed, but it's a mitzvah to feed, as nitazoi, and even the Rambam, when he brings to the halach of Kelev, Zakta Kafachayim, it's only Kelev of Yisrael. He never says Tam a Kelev. Okay. Eitzah, so we said that the Eitzah could be that you should give him the food of the, of that's you're anyway throwing out. So I told you all from the Shvutz Yitzchak, I don't know what happened to my Shvutz Yitzchak now. I looked all over, it's also gone. I almost saw him disappear. But in Shvutz Yitzchak, Perik Tes, Siv Kot, Yud brings from Shlomo Zalman, from Reb Liashiv, that in a Chanamit, you're not supposed to feed the dog. I guess he goes with that Shita. I guess he's Chaylik in the Mishnah Berurah, obviously.
And, the Rambam.
because the Rambam, and he says, and Chanami, not even food that you're going to throw out, you should give to him. There's no feeding dogs on Shabbos. Okay. The Chasuchan Tziv Beis says you're supposed to feed any hungry animal. You don't care who the Bailam is. It's a din in the hunger. Once he's hungry, it's a mitzvah to be Meichelim. If the Lumdus is that it's mitzvah, so once he's hungry, it becomes a mitzvah. So then we spoke about the Shabbos birds, meaning Shabbos Shiru. There's a minute to feed the bird Shabbos Shiru. Mishaburah Tziv Kat Lamed Aleph says that it's not so pashit. She doesn't like the minute so much, right? So the Mishaburah Tziv Kat Lamed Aleph. It's not so pashit, right? So the Mishaburah, not to feed.
Never
let you. The Chasuchat Tziv Gimel says it's a minig. It's you're allowed to do it. It's famous. Hey, go ahead. Read our Chasuchat inside. Let's see it inside. Yeah, the Shabbos birds. Avada Chasuchat's matter. The grass to Litvak and his matter.
All in the middle.
Our Simon Tziv Gimel.
Yesh Mitzrayim Mamasha Aminik B'Shabbos Shiva Lizrok Pitim Lefnei Oitzus. Vareim is an Oitzus Alecha. Al Nirali Dominik Yisrael Tayyosh. Vareim Anu Torchim B'Shvilam Ela B'Shvil Love. We're not being Torech B'Shvil the birds, Ela B'Shvil Love. The Magal of Fiamon.
B'Shvil Einu maybe.
Huh?
It's not B'Shvil the birds, but B'Shvil Einu.
Yeah. Okay,
B'Shvil
Einu.
So it means it's a frumazach. It's a frumazach.
Yeah.
So since it's a frumainyan, so therefore you're allowed to do it, even though it seems like you're being tereach for the birds. Now the Reina Emes is, there's a very interesting pirush. I don't remember where I saw it, but Bemis, it's a lesson of emun and bitachon. Right, the mon, they ate the mon. The mon is a simin that the Rabbi Hashem sends the
Zonis,
so just like, right, that's the time that they ate the mon. One is Shira. One time is that they said Shira Alayam. And the other time is that they ate
the mon.
Oh, so what are we telling another? Just like a bird could get fed without doing tircha. So too, Yid, take a look. You can get your mazainis without doing tircha.
There's no water.
You want from the sea? I don't want anything. I'm fine. Yeah. So the pshat is this nekuda. You hear this nekuda. I'm married to nekuda. That it's a lesson, it's a musa. So may levetis a tichel tzeich musa. It's for us. But the Mishnah says, "Betz it's a rachashulchan." Rachashulchan says the lamnus is b'shvileinu. Yeah, sashenu rachashulchan. Lamaisa in the Buchacher, the Eishel Avram. I guess he gets two psakim in this simon that everybody quotes him with. The first one is the Eishel Avram about throwing out the food that you anyway have to throw out, you can give to the animal. And the second one is that al yidei katan, that you should give the birds to feed al yidei katan. Okay. How about feeding fish in an aquarium? You have an aquarium at home, and you want to feed the fish. Halach elamaisa rabbeisai, it's mezainis echolacha. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be allowed to feed it. I don't know. That's a very good question. Someone told me that you don't have to feed them every day. If you don't have to feed them every day, but this would go into our old shaila. Once it's mezainis echolacha, do we have to sit there and clear when lunch hour is and when snacks are? You know.
I'm saying, so you should have feed it before Shabbos or Shabbos.
Oh, yeah. I'm efshin. I'm chiyuv to do that. I don't know. I'm a suppik about that. Someone asked me. Yitzi asked me this last night. Who says he's supposed to feed a bird a fish every day? Not so posh, supposed to feed it. Sanachanami. So to bedavka make the system that you feed it on Shabbos. I hear. All right, but otherwise it's a mezainis echolacha. This is a very nice shiloh. And you want to know something? It's probably the most practical of all the shilohs. You know, where you're going to feed animals. This is the way you feed an animal, fish tank. Okay. How about being metaltal, the animal that you're feeding? Are you allowed to move these animals?
Depends
what it is. So there's a Mishnah Berurah by us. You've caught Lamed Beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Lamed Beis, yeah, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, L'hachil, L'fishim Zesel, L'chashen L'chim Mashiachil, Kiyim Mashinaisin Le'odim, V'dami La'vazim V'tayna Gailim, V'tiltil Heim Asurim Kishar Bali Chai. So you see that you're not allowed to move.
V'dildil you're allowed to do.
Who?
To be medaldil in Shem Ches, it talks about to be medaldil them.
What do you call medaldil?
Like pat them a little bit, get them started.
So let's talk about this.
Because it's total
menatzad. It's total menatzad. We're going to talk about
besides
this.
Besides the total menatzad, it's also like, what's it called? With with closing a trunk. Closing a trunk. What? It's not total the ganze Sache.
Right, you're just moving it a little bit. Just moving.
Yeah, this is a spat. What's it called?
Menanea,
maybe.
Tiltum mixes. Menanea. Okay. So let's see. The regular tiltum, Mishabura says, Sivkat Lamid Beis, that it's muksa. Okay. Now, we're going to discuss, are you allowed to be mefaza the eichel, which is an interesting halacha. So you look at the bi'alacha, the ramasra lahachil. He says that even if you're allowed to feed an animal, you're not allowed to be mefaza. You wouldn't be allowed to spread it all over the place.
Azur?
Huh?
What, Azur?
No, I'm saying I'll tirch yaseir. Just put it down, let them come to eat it.
Who's tirch yaseir?
For you. Mine. By you being mefazer.
Not to set up a plate with
mamash. You can set us at a plate, but to sit there, I mean, that's a first be Allah. Dira masl lahachu. Yeah. You have it?
A four-course meal.
I'm
visiting. Asavim lecho, mefazel fneima. Right, ayin sham. Kasav biki Yosef, right? One second. Kachad a pizza b'shavel uchla. The loy hachi a pizza aser. That's it, right there. The pizza would be aser. Right. The only way that if you make the food is if you mefazer it. But lo yitzur you're stopping mefazer to make it easier for them to take. Then you're not allowed. So I had a shell about a fish tank. You want to put the food into the fish tank. On the tzad that whatever that's mutta, whatever the cheshbon is. So you're allowed to sprinkle it all over the place. Maybe that's not. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not the same story. Bishloima, by the case of feeding, you know, the ducks and the and birds. So being mefaz is extra work, but this is anyway sprinkling. So what's the
after sprinkling? One place to make two places.
Yes, it doesn't should make a big difference. I don't think that the din of this Mishnah Berurah would apply. Okay. How about cleaning the fish tank on Shabbos? Are you allowed to clean a fish tank on Shabbos? What?
What is cleaning
it? It's dirty. What?
I don't know, what does it mean?
Not so easy, but maybe you're allowed to do it.
What is it? How do you clean a fish tank?
How do you clean a fish tank? I'm not sure exactly. You change the water, maybe.
How do you change the water without throwing out the fish?
There's a way how to do it. I don't know. Whatever it is, you want to get the tzaya and all the dirt and all the junk out. You're allowed to do it. I want the. This is shayla. These are shaylas, you know. You don't have it so much here in Westgate. But in the real world.
There are fish tanks.
Yeah, okay, so I have to find out what they do on. So Mustama, they don't do it on Shabbos. But if someone comes to ask you if you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So I was matured once based on this halacha, Tezvav. Asa Ligreif. Let's see Shulchan Aruch. Asa Ligreif.
Asa Ligreif.
Havus. Okay. Because you might come to Vashvi Gumis. So which means is you're cleaning out the Avus.
Yeah, but
well, slowly, let's see weiter. V'asa gamkein. Says the Mishnah Berurah, l'salik ha'tevin. The kashu rav. V'asa. V'chazi l'tilto. So you see that you're not allowed to take out from the avos what's not roi l'achila, because it's muksa. So here too, l'chayu would be the same thing. Unless the thing is going to die, maybe. I don't know if the fish are going to die. If it, you know what I'm saying? To make...
If it's bad, it could be some...
The Geshehu Rab, right?
It's not a
Graf Sharei, really. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. Could be, since it makes dirty the food that you're throwing in there, so maybe it's the same halacha. And here you see it's also, it's not muta. Unless maybe the fish are going to die. If the fish are going to die, maybe it's a different halacha. Okay, because we're soon going to learn from the Chazon Ish a very big Chiddush. I'm saying not allowed to. I said the word mati, right? Okay, I'm a little tired. Okay, I'm a little tired. You have to be meichel me tonight. Tonight's one of those nights. It's not. I meant to say is I want to shtel tzu. That's the word I was trying to say. I'm trying to shtel tzu to this halacha. You see, klar that you're not be metaltel, even though it's nimas. Yeah. And this is Lasalikateven. Yeah, Milafanov Lutzdadim. unless maybe it's going to ruin the food. I don't know. No, pashtus is the same halacha. Basically, you're not allowed to clean it out. Okay, so that's what I want for the tiny. Now, what about the fact that the fish tank is muksa? Maybe a fish tank is muksa. Who says you're allowed to even move a fish tank? You're not allowed to move a pet, which we'll soon talk about in a few minutes. So maybe you're not allowed to move the buses, which is the fish tank. Take out those shivas chuvas. We have it here, Saif, Siv Tezayin. Simon Tezayin, I'm sorry. Saif Simon Tezayin. Archaim Chelik Dalit, Saif Simon Tezayin.
Interesting where he starts from. In Matzah Lahasik, but feel like they lahach is
What does he say? What does he talk about?
The tatal b'shabbos v'yantav akli im
akli im dugim kam fish tank. Okay, go ahead. Fish bowl. Okay, fish bowl. What does the Rishiva say here?
What's
the name? So therefore, becomes a bus of double.
No, he's not talking about the buses.
What's he talking about? What else
moving
is he talking
fish.
Talking about moving a whip.
With the fish.
I mean, the fish is going to move when I move it. The fish is going to move.
Yeah, but every bus is that way.
Huh?
Every bus
Yeah, why does he say buses?
Whatever, that's what she means. That's the story. You're not going to move the fish tanks, the whole thing's mooks. All right? So let's talk and discuss. Is a fish mooks? Is a taka mooks? It's so posh, it's mooks.
Why is it mooks?
Big sugya, shivas atzal, you're so sure about fish. Now, we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch here that a fish, that an animal is muktzah.
It's an animal.
Yeah, who says your pet? There's a chil between your pet and a stam, an animal in the street. An animal in the street is not mukhan to you, but your pet might be different. You don't like the swara. It's not my svara. It's brought down in the Mordechai, the svara.
No,
the Mordechai brings down from Hashem, I don't remember who the Rav Yom, one of the early Rishayim, that if it's something letzachig boy, if you have of an animal that you use for playing, so it's not muksa. What makes it muksa? It's like anything else. The mice, we don't pass them like that, obviously. And we'll soon see if that's true or not true. I'm not even so sure about that either, but pashtus, that's what it is. The Rav Shulchan Aruch surely says so. That the litzachikba, even if it's like a bird that you made meant to play with, it's still awesome. Okay, so let's we'll talk about it. I like this sugi, I like this. What happened?
Just gonna clean it a little bit.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
It's definitely slow.
I remember Friday and I'm going to tell you Shabbos by my room.
You got to worry about the run now.
Today's
I put it on the floor because I
let me tell you why this sugi is very dear to my heart. I'll tell you why this sugi is dear to my heart. I grew up in Queens. In Queens, people had pets. Mit dogs, mit cats, mit snakes, mit salamanders, mit all of the schrots and the mush. And I used to always frown on the Shabbos behavior with the pets and the dogs and the ganze maises.
The
matter, I've added the walking the dog on Shabbos. And then I decided on myself, after many years of being a frumak, that you have to learn like a Shlomo Zalman and try to find heter. And you want to know the real truth? You don't have to find that. It's really mutter, all these things. That's the real truth.
The problem with why
people just don't know the Shulchan Aruch. It's before Shadina and Shulchan Aruch.
The problem with dog is without the Erev. That's it. No,
with
an
Erev, without an Erev, it's all mutter.
Yeah, but the leash is a problem. To do it a certain way, the leash is a problem.
The leash, Allah, it's before Shadina and Shulchan Aruch.
Yes, yes, there's a deal with it.
Before Shadina and Shulchan Aruch.
So people don't know it.
That's a problem. Unless you have it hanging less than a certain amount.
That's if you have Rosh Hashanah. We can start from scratch. Okay.
So in Brooklyn was a problem.
Okay, let's discuss it. Why you had someone that had a dog, you know? Walking a dog. Imagine you walk a dog on Shabbos, the Elam would stone you. Yeah? Remember, there was a guy in my block used to walk his dog on Shabbos, and everybody used to. And he used to scream back, "I'm Aritz, you don't know what you're talking about." And I used to think, he's a psakim for the, who knows which rabbi gave him his psak. And then I realized that the rabbi was Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Rabbi Yosef Kaira was his rabbi, and he was right. Okay, so let's see inside.
It's not
going to
make a difference tomorrow, but
now tomorrow, Mustama, looks like it's going to be, you know, we got a hard time tomorrow. Dominion, you know that.
Why not? We're in the neighborhood.
Why? Why?
People in the neighborhood come.
You live upstairs. Why?
There's a people in the neighborhood come.
There's a letter from the chief of police. They shouldn't drive tomorrow. They hung up and shit.
You're not allowed to drive tomorrow.
I don't think he has the power to make it illegal. Only the governor does, but they strongly don't want you to.
Who is that?
I'm talking about me. I'm going to walk from there to here. There's snow tomorrow. I'm not so, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning. All right, we'll see. I'll try to make it. We'll see what happens. I can't promise you.
You want to pick you up?
It's okay.
It's already started snowing.
We'd like you to come at 6 in the morning, yes.
I'd be a little tired.
So you should pick you up?
No, every day you should come at 6, not just to pick you up.
Yael, you can't touch. Yael is my meshi. Yael's meshi. It's made from silk, my Yael.
That's
okay.
All we want.
Kitzer, you here? Okay, so let's see Vaita. So, Kitzer, the question is fish. Okay? So, let's take a look at. Okay, we're discussing our animals. So, animals we see as muksa. We just learned that. But maybe there's a chilla between a animal and your animal. A animal, the Mishabur is not talking about your animal, he's talking about a animal. Your animal maybe is different because it's you're not maktzadai to me. What do you mean? You want to play with it? It's mamish, play part of the family in certain houses. Yeah, so what do you do? Kitzer, so let's take a look at Shin Ches, Siv Lamites, and the Mishaburas, Siv Kut and Kuf Memvav. Sif Lamites, Mishabur Sikuf Memvav. Oh, so it says, Asal Utaltal Behema Chayvav. So you're not allowed to be Metaltal, yeah? Shin Ches, Sif Lamites. So you see clearly that it's Muksa Zeshtet, huh? Grab the Mishnah Bura. That's regular mooks. Yeah, Klar?
Agav Sif Mem is where it says, Kobehim of Oif, Medadim Latsam.
Medadim, right, okay. So my question is, again, maybe the Mishnah Bura is not talking about yours. Maybe the Mishnah Bura is talking about what?
Yeah,
A. So what?
So what? We just talked
we just learned that you can feed.
Fefker animals.
Fefker animals you can feed. Who says?
It's talking about your animal.
Who said? Your animal, it means it's your pet. Could be it's an animal that's in your backyard. Who's that's your pet? Who says it's part? Who says you take it on trips with you?
Guys, up the pet is totally
that, that's what I'm telling you. I'm asking, it's your pet. The guy goes on a trip and he takes it with him.
In Europe, they have pets.
The Mordechai brings it down.
Right? I mean, they're shy to talk about. Mordechai talks about
things, the animals that you play with.
Yeah.
You know that a
bedavki
you play with.
Yeah. Huh? You're not Mesir Dasamid. What do you want? It's like a toy for you. Why don't you want it? It's the difference if it's alive or not. What's the shlech? I'm telling you. I just told you. It's a Mordechai. Mordechai says it's mutter. Pashtus, it's mutter. Wow. You deserve, I'm going to repeat. Can I repeat for Paltiel? He deserves. We learn Shein HaZachar, Rabbi. Shein HaZachar. Shayna Zachin. You see, I have the sugi klar. You know, I worked on it. It's not in Queens. I had to know this stuff. Okay, the kids are. Up until yesterday, we discussed feeding animals. Today, we're going to discuss the muksa in it. So, Mishabura says that they're muksa. Okay, animals are muksa. Yeah. So, Shaila is. Does the Mishabura mean any animal, or even your pet? Okay. So, we brought down a Shulchan Aruch and Shin Ches that says animals are muksa. But Vaita, we don't know what kind of animals. Maybe it doesn't mean your pet. Your pet is different. Some people have their pets. They take it with them on a trip, you know. It becomes part of the family, kilo. So is it muksa? So the truth is, for Ramosha's tshuva, it's a rai, even your pet. Because Ramosha's, the Shiva Zatzal's tshuva is by your fish. It's your aquarium fish.
Doesn't Rashiva have a tshuva about this like?
Even that, I don't know. I just know these two, this tshuva, Simon Tezayin, that's what I have. Find it for me, Adarab.
I think he even answered, if I'm not mistaken.
He asked the tshuva about Lisbon.
Well, but this is what it is. This is this tshuva that is an aquarium, a fish aquarium is muksa.
The hair is going to come out.
That's what it is. You see clearly. He's saying that. But it's your fish. You
want to? You're not lisvok with fish.
That's called yours. You can't come to say that you're. You can't come and say that the person is masir dasim is fish. Because he's not touching. He's Messiah Dasim touching it. That's a good word. Maybe in a fish in an aquarium, you're not going to move it. See, Messiah Dasim, that's a good word, you know.
Reb Shapsi.
I never thought of that. The case of the aquarium is that you're not moving the fish. So maybe you're maxedaita for moving it. You only look at it. But I don't know, a dog that you want to play with. So find it for me. I don't have a tumor. This is what I have. Igris Maisha Chelik, that's what I saw. The Shiloh is the seeing dog. Maybe you're talking about the seeing dog tshuva. Is that one? Okay, so the Reb Shlomo Zalman, Perik Yud Ches, Ha'ar Samach Beis, discusses the seeing dog. Is the seeing dog muksa? Perik Yud Ches.
Shulchan Aruch so far said that you're allowed to walk your dog?
Not yet. I'm not getting there yet. We get to it. It's Mefurshadin in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to walk your dog on Shabbos.
Alright,
we're going to get to them. I quote all of them. I have them all. Don't worry. I don't know about Rosh Shiva. I missed the Shuva. What do you have there? Chazanish? We're going to get to that Chazanish. Slowly.
But that's what you talked about, Lischoik, and he comes out
Lechumra.
But that's what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking about
Lechumra. Then he comes out Lechumra. Right. Go ahead, read it. Oh, so that's the summa that the Kelev is taking him, yeah?
Yeah.
What is Shinhei? What's Shinhei? No? No?
Behema,
that's also, yeah, go ahead, no?
Oh,
the Kelev Shilches. So he's learning, and you can't come and say it's not your dog that you don't metaltle and you're not right. That's your dog. Your seeing dog is your dog. It's not right. So you see, he stels su shilches that it's aser. Go ahead, yeah.
Ach.
Even though we paskin latinic is aser, yeah. Beautiful. I love Reb Shlomo Zalman Yigavaldik. You don't understand what he is learning. You don't know what it is. The fine line, the separating and fine line. Lazakstach. You hear his lumbness? What's that to play?
So I mean, the Shiva, why you not cast a dice? Sounds more like he's only making on such a strong situation, like the blind guy, but not Stam. I have a pet in my house.
Okay. You know what he's saying? Das ist nicht kein Hund.
Das ist kein.
Am I right? Das ist Rav Shlomo. That's Rav Shlomo. I love it. This, you don't understand what this is. You don't understand what this is. I'm blazing. You don't know what the Velt is missing by not harming our Shem's almost chulas. Yechap his lomnis. It's oimed l'shimush. So then it's shot is. This is not the dog anymore. She oiz dog. When I use it for a toy, Eshel Zolzai, not toy.
It's like your eyes.
So I'm asking to him a little bit.
Not like your eyes.
It comes from wanting to be matter it. But he found the lomnis. And you know what I would say the loveness is? The dog has no other purpose. The dog has no other purpose here. It's grada, it's a bird, and I have feelings for the bird. Grada, I can play with it. I'm a fat bird. This, a dog in the house for seeing, is nothing more than a cane.
You're paying a lot of money
for that. She was atzal. This is it. This is it, Rabbi. But it's not just the beginning of the sukkah. Let's go through it more now. Now, Rabbi Isai, yeah, what about a different shaila? What about a different shaila? Let's take a look at the Chazonish, Simen Nun Beis, Ois Tezayin. No? So what's that? Slowly. I just want to backtrack this. So what do we have so far? That even a pet is not muchach. Right? Could be even your own pet. L'sachik, it becomes all aser. A seeing dog, efshes anders. But a pet in the house, still we don't know. Okay, let's take a look at a chazaynish. Go ahead, no? Simen nun beis, ois tezayn.
Bin chashash tzeda, achresha oifgir shabershusai, afilu v'dasa machmirim simen shun tezayn, eino elamir midu avonan, goes around, whatever. Yesh lahokka v'lisma chaldasa matiyim shabir pnei tzayn balichayim chashash hefzik. So Issa Muksa is not a problem where Tzar Balachayim is Nogay or Hefzid is Nogay.
Are you allowed to walk your dog on Shabbos?
Tzar Balachayim
is Shiva Zakla. You want to know something? You don't understand. I'm telling you the emes. I used to look down at the guys in Queens who walk their animals and play there. The dog can't take it.
If you have a yard, then the dog can't take it.
The dog can't take it. And I have a different word also, by the way.
You need more than a yard to
walk. Isaiah used to say, you know, it's funny because he said about that guy that had the big dog. Was gressed the hunt out clean the members balabos. So you have to know, it's not so posh. Okay, how about if you don't even touch the dog, so you don't even have to come on to this chazaynish, yeah? Let's take a look at Shin Hei, Siv Hei. First Adin and Shulchan Aruch. Shin Hei, Siv Hei.
Al Yashir.
No.
A leash.
Yeah.
You go and clutter shall tell you. The hunters.
What's that? So you know what I want with this chazanish? To clean out the fish tank. I just want to get back. Wait a second. So Muksa becomes Mutter for Tzar Balachayim. So Mamela, you could clean out the fish tank. That's what I really want. I forgot what I want. I mean, I forgot the sequence of what I wanted. Could be it's dirty. They can't take it.
Why didn't you do it yesterday?
Who says it? Kashav got dirty. Whatever. You see, it's too dirty.
No. Who says they want? I'm Tzar Balachayim fish. It's such a thing.
Why not?
Not dirty.
I've never experienced anyone saying, "Oh, the fish must be feeling so bad right now."
So anything is that way. What do you mean, Tzar Balachayim? Only things by shrots, chutz and shrotzim. There's Tzar Balachayim. What do you mean? Only by shrotzim. We pass like Noi Dibihuda. There's no is the Tzar Balachayim. A fish is Tzar Balachayim. You want to know something? The fishing that's not done for eating is a real rishis.
You think it's
not
by ants?
Because you know what they do? I don't know if you know the hook. Okay. It rips their lip. You send it back into the ocean. What are you talking about? It's tremendous Tzar Balachayim. What are you talking about?
If you use it as bait, though.
Well, who throws it back? When kosher, not kosher.
Yeah, if it's not kosher fish, so what do you throw it back? It's Tzar Balachayim. Not so kosher.
What's the
other
choice? It's a Tzarech.
Oh, so that's the Shailuch. Oh, so Noid Biyudah, that's about Tzayid, if you're allowed to be Tzayid. That's a but the Maisi says that we're not Tzayid. You're not supposed to be Tzayid. Let me tell you another thing. They have this whole thing with the veal.
People use the Noid Biyudah for fishing also, not just for hunting.
They use it for hunting.
Hunting is what he's talking about.
I know he's talking about hunting. I'm asking, what's the head to...
That was my own sushi talk.
No, I'm saying, but what's the head to... What's the head to be Mitzayir an animal? I don't know what the head... It's not so posh, all these achen. You know, the veal is a tremendous tain on the veal. They starve the animal. That's what the veal is. You know what veal is?
Lean.
No, why is it? Veal is lean. Because they starve the animal. Because they starve the animal. Tzar Balachayim.
They starve it or they stuff it?
Starve it.
Veal, lean meat.
Veal is the kid. Veal is baby meat. They don't let it grow.
Goose they stuff.
Veal and chickens, what they do is they tie them up so they should be bitsar and lay more eggs.
And they put them in these boxes. Huh?
They put them in boxes, bitsar, and then mitsire them. It's a tremendous shayla, what the heter is.
It's a pasha. It's
Pasha's only for a fool.
It's for
Tzitzel Yez is
a chicken. And see what they go through.
No, but that's the Tutsdadim. That's the Tutsdadim. How far do you take Ishtamshim Ne'adim? So does Ishtamshim Ne'adim me have fun? So you're allowed to have chicken, like, what do they call cockfights? What are those things?
You don't want to get into animal rights. You know,
forget about the animal rights. Oh, but if you enjoy
that's where it's going. That's where it ends up.
Is it mutter? Is it mutter?
You kill it for that purpose.
The shayla, what's mutter? Tzitzelias is refuah.
What about balechayim with the sugya where they used to cut off the take out the feet? What's that tosis over there? Didn't they say balechayim for tachlis is mutter?
So it depends what you call tachlis.
What was the case? Mentions
tacos, he's a sadist. Mentions a sadist. He enjoys hearing, seeing animals tortured.
This is archery.
Yeah, so that's the Naid Behuda.
Shooting BB guns at the squirrels.
That's different. Yeah. Depends what your kavan is. It's fun. Yeah.
Talk about the 14-year-olds.
Who said that's called the legitimate fun? It's a very big shayla. So
but
I'm.
But that's Naid Behuda.
The what?
Isn't that the Naid Behuda?
Naid Behuda's about hunting.
I'm saying, but the side.
No, but hunting. Take it out.
Why is hunting considered fun?
That asks how you.
Which one? Avodah Zarah? Which were you talking about? Which Taisus?
I'm trying to remember.
Okay, I'll call Panim Rabbi. Say. So you're not masking with the tank that if you could move it because it's Sabal Chaim with the fish? But you hit.
I'm not sure I hear that.
So how do we find out if fish have Sabal Chaim with the tank? Who's going to do the research for me?
They're going to die.
That's Sarbel Chaim, right? If the tank is dirty, they're going to die, right?
Yeah, I mean, how dirty? Unless something came and fell in there that was like...
You can't breathe in the water. The whole breathing is in the water. The water is not clean.
That's
what
I think. I told somebody. In Queens, the guy came and asked me what's the cleanest thing. I told him this morning. No, you'd be, this has
it's not going to happen in
okay.
You can be dirty for a day.
You want to clean it.
Exactly.
So I understood that they eat from it. Read it again. Read it again. That's the way I understood. Yeah.
The shahr eats from it.
The shahr eats from the avos, right? But it's dirty. You want to push it to the sides.
You want to clean it. So then there's no tzar b'al chaim because he's not living it.
It's not, that's what I was thinking.
As opposed to here,
he's living it. Since the fish is living there, so maybe it should be mutter.
You can't put shampoo into the fish tank. I think that's what you're supposed to put in.
Okay, one more last thing, and then we go weiter, Rabbi Isai. The kids, yes, you read that the dog, you allowed to take a dog on a leash?
On a leash, yeah.
Well, you know, take a leash, what's that? Red?
What are all in the Shmir Shabbos, all the tannoyim, and it has to be certain wrapped up, and it can't hang down to the ground, and he has a whole list of...
That's because of Haitzah, maybe.
Haitzah,
maybe. Okay, but if you have an Erev, in Queens we had an Erev, so there was no story. I'm telling you, the guy used to walk his dog every... What?
Good enough.
What, the Erev? Because of David, because he told the wrong information. Okay, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perik Chav Zayin, Haaretz Tzadik Vav.
No,
Mori Tendler.
Mori Tendler.
See, he's good. He doesn't forget. I reminded a guy today a conversation that I had with him 25 years ago. A certain guy I was talking to. First of all, I was talking to Mati in the morning, Mati Dahan. So I told him, we mentioned a certain thing. He says, how'd you know that? Wait a minute, I heard it from you. He goes, where, what, when? I told him word for word the way he told it to me. So he goes, and then punk, later on in the day, I met a guy. So I tell him, I remember this in this conversation. He goes, how could you remember? I said, I don't know. There's one thing I don't forget is what a guy tells me. I see I have a guy like that here too. I got to be careful. I can't be back to anything. I don't forget a conversation. Since I'm 3 years old, I remember everything anybody ever told me. It's scary. I don't know. Sometimes I still remember the Musa Shmuz my 7th grade Rebbe gave me. I remember word for word. It's like Harad Dalim. Word for word. It was pretty rough. I titled, what's the pshat that Shaul, David and Shaul? Are you talking Shaul? How can you do something like that? Was he crazy? That's the word I used. He took me out, and he told me, you have no idea what came out of his mouth. I thought that I remember every word. Okay.
You didn't like that you called Shaul crazy?
Yeah, and he was right. And because of that...
Chazal Yuma, that he had Chalem Yisroim.
Because he said
the Atzamas of whatever, Shaul Ben Kish.
Ben Kish, yeah. Yeah, Bechlau.
Hey, Kiben Yoma. He said he was Kiben Shana Bamocho. He touched Ben Shana Bamocho.
Then he was a child.
Yeah.
So this Shulchan Aruch by Baal Shir is saying exactly, that's not Shishto, this is exactly saying that you're allowed to walk with the leash?
It says clearly. It says Beferish. I'm not sushtang nothing. It says Beferish. This is directly the case. Now, but I'm telling you two steps more. First of all, I'm telling you. Now, I want to tell you, there is an interesting Shurub Shem Zan. Perichov Zayin, Horet Sadik Vov. Let's see where you tie into this.
Chav Zayin
Lamabov? Chav Zayin, Horet Sadik Vov. Chav Zayin Ha'aretz Tzadik Vav.
Which part of it?
He brings that about the animal to open his mouth, no?
I'll
find you a piece then.
Turn the page.
Yeah, no, I got it. Here. The Avsha Asa L'Taltal Es Ha'dogim Mishum Mokza. You're allowed to move the aquarium. Rav Shiva Zatzal says you're not allowed to touch the aquarium, huh? Because it's a klisha malachta l'heter. Kivin sh'asa l'noi u'l'kishu tabayis. V'tzarachin, v'aklihu abasas l'dagim. So what's the pshat? Yeah, haritz ha'degimu. And even the mayim is mukta. Well, that's him tilt l'adagim. Y'all here? Rarach the mutal tatal oifis hamitzaps and bekoil no, bekoil bunkimish meon and the henna mekoilon, lav muksehain, the chain who be milcha shabbos, pets are not muksa. Vain shamachavis shus aloch tannis, the mutal tatal mechai vashroil tzach baitinik. Ain shukhana harav, shroi lutzach baitinik, osla tatal. No, this is where I'm getting to. So what are you doing, this big machloikis? It's even brought down the Rishonim, I'm trying to say. That anything which is a fit, so you could play with and has a nice. So he's talking about a bird, one of these birds that has nice chirpings.
Parrot.
Parakeet. Vagoyin Rib Shlomo Zalman or Bar Dachara Yazu. The Mishuchanar Harav Lemari Klab Ba'oiv Kizeshim Yuchid Va'oimid Latina Latzachabai.
So that would actually make it better, not worse.
Makes it better, that's what he's trying to say. Shlomo Zalman said, not so quick. Gam shamat me'agoyin Shlomo Zalman, the tzarchin alha, the one that asks it. Nachum in Cheshabes. Yeram Arach, Shlomo Yilu, Shlomo Shem, Gam Shem, Shlomo 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 Shem,
maybe when they were like burn clothes or something. I don't remember the situation.
So the only animals
that would be
mukhs would
be not your
animals?
The kids, Rav Shlomo Zalman,
the aquarium is mutter to move on Shabbos.
The only animals that would be mukhs would be not the ones that are not yours?
Well, yeah.
So if you have hamsters or whatnot, you can take them out and play with
them? That's so possible. See, Rav Shlomo Zalman, I hope Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't want to come out clear one way or the other. That's the pshat, these chumas. They're going to start taking extra stroll. You're allowed to touch pets on Shabbos. That's all he needed. But he said that it's klar. Not so posh. It's not so posh, Rabbi. He said, the svar of the Rishayim is klar. It's, you're not miyachid. So you see, even in the pet, it's not so posh. You hear it? You see with it? And the aquarium is zichamutter. And walking your dog is zichamutter. So Rabbi said, everything that we grew up to think that everything is aser. Okay, now let's go back.
You're on a farm for Shabbos.
Okay.
And you want to play with the geese, with the chickens. Are you allowed to touch them?
So the answer is, if you, before Shabbos, make up your mind that you want
to
play with them.
That's why you're on the farm for Shabbos.
Yesh makom gadol l'hakol.
Or without getting into why you're on the farm.
Yesh makom, but don't tell anybody, because then they'll run you out of town for it. How much
well,
I tell
I
you.
I don't know if they'll run you out of the farm.
Okay, now Rabbi say, let's do Shin Chaf. Okay, now let's do Shin Chaf Hey. Okay, so let me tell you what the big shail of Shin Chaf Hey is for me. You know, in Queens, they used to tell us that when they do trick-or-treating, you should give them.
Rav
Kaminevsky
said
that. Rav Yankiv is on Shabbos, yes.
You're going to take it out.
So that's Shin Chaf Hey. And I'm going to show you that's mutter.
Because it's a Drabanan.
I'm going to show you that's mutter. I'm going to show you it's mutter.
Even in Queens?
Even in Queens.
Because they're going to take it out where?
There. It's only Drabanan anyway, because we don't have a Shusarabim.
No, but and in Queens.
So what? Forget about the Eruv. Even without the Eruv.
But I thought Queens is what Queens.
But let's say you don't have an Eruv. Lakewood.
Okay, but there's a
Drabanan. Forget about you nudging me with Eruv. I want to know the Drabanan. Whenever it's a Drabanan. I hope it's mutter, it's mutter, it's mutter, it's mutter. We had this in Borough Park also. The neighbors, when we moved into Borough Park, on Kensington, every neighbor was a guy. We had only two Eden on the block. They went from house to house, the neighbors went from house to house trick-or-treating. They couldn't understand why would we not want to give them. And it was a big shout. We had a fence in front.
Definitely.
So once it's a chotzer, it's a different halacha, we're going to learn shin chafe. And I was matter. And boy, did I get it in shul the next morning.
How does everybody know yourself when you get stuff in shul?
Because it was the same block. What do you mean?
Well, there were no Jews on that block.
No, I'm saying the people, there was Tum. And I'm a Farshim. I went to Shul Tum.
Everybody is.
Yeah, that's
so
right. What do you think? It was a big Tum. That's the real answer. You know that. Because I told everybody, it's gonna. You should do it. Rabbi Yankov said to do it, right? To give the trick-or-treating because of Mishum Eva.
Rabbi Yankov wasn't talking about Shabbos. It might be.
Rabbi Yankov wasn't talking about Shabbos. He was talking about general. So we're going to learn Shin Chafei. So how do you want to do this? You want to do this tomorrow or should we do it quickly now? Because we don't have a minion anyway. Huh?
I don't know if you're going to get one.
Maybe we should get a minion.
How are you going to get a minion? You want to start being Mitzarev Snowman? No one's going to come. Okay, Shin Chafei. I also had another thing, which is I think is a very nice shayla. The guy comes to your house. Okay, so we'll do Shin Chafei good, okay? And then after Shin Chafei, we'll do Rechitza. Rechitza is a big sugya afterwards. Rechitza on Shabbos. And then I guess we'll go to Purim. We'll start doing Purim and Pesach. Yeah, the Olam's masking Purim and Pesach. We should do Purim and Pesach. Huh? I have to bring it. You know, I have a whole thing, a whole kuntras that I wrote to Reb Chaim. I'll bring it to Reb Chaim. 35 pages worth. Typed. I'll bring it to you. Okay, so I guess, yeah, we should stop now.
We hit to the government,
we should get a minion, or else somebody has to...
But you see the sugi, you saw the chazanish?
Yeah,
it's about
Tazai. There was another one, I think.
It's Mutta. The animal, it's Mutta Mux.
With the birds, huh? They're miyachin.
So I just told you the miyachin, it's the same word. There's some zomit.
That comes out of Chumra, this is chazanish.
Find it for me, Adara, find it for me. Was to Myriff? You know, I forgot to ask you when I'm
nothing yet.
The same thing with him. You have no idea how angry I am.
I think they say this cheshbon that the Rav said. That one says in the middle.
No, I'm just saying with the yeshivas. It's just for Hashem and stuff. Yeshivas.
Or Purim.
My only limud schus is maybe they just can't make decisions. You're talking about people who can't decide anything. No, we'll have many of us tiny stuff. Mustami, Anik Khan, Akhil Khan. Yeah, he's also coming down.
He's coming down. So we have eight.
We'll have a minion. B'tachlet b'tachlet b'tachlet. What's up, Tim? Should I ask him about pets on Shabbos?
He's coming
to Feder.
He's coming
to Feder.
He's coming.
Nuzaga shtikl teir, achidush. Nuzaga
b'sefah. What? Being hard.
I want to hear him. Akash, Ateres.
It's a hard situation. They even wrote in the voice, Aetis.
I don't know.
To what? They wrote in this past voice that everyone has a rob and a Akasha, Shiva, or this or that. But he said it is, that he keeps on bothering them. That's usually what
yeah.
You show true, you're serious. You do it yourself. You go to whoever it is, right. The Baal boss of the school, and you keep on bothering them.
You have to want to know if it's like Tanchuva Fada.
No, I feel niche.
I have a cousin who runs a school. He told.
Yeah, so shame is that they don't have muxik for preetus, no?
Some say
which means what? What does it mean?
I've met them twice already.
No.
That's your Shiloh. What does it mean, Moshe Lakash? It means Yerei Shemai. That they made on him that he's Yerei Shemai.
Every night.
No. The Shevet Levi says that if you watch TV, you're considered parts, not a kosher, and you can't be.
What is what America do? The Gans America's are
upgefragt.
Gans America upgefragt. You know what
you heard of Shagasai? Yeah.
Oh, I'm Stama
Dustin.
Stama, we know Paschal. Paschal does it. What are you going to do?
He's probably opening up a third class.
It's not, is that Taka and Mistoza watch because of preachers? They grew up with the. They look at kasha because you need the missus. You need the missus. You need the Shem Yerushimayim. A kasha made the Yerushimayim. Kalamayu Demayis will love them kasha. What's the title about them kasha? Machka television.
We have 10.
You know that the Debrett Sina once got up at a Levaya. I was there. It was a Queens Levaya. Now, in Queens, there's no such thing as a youth not watching TV. There's no such thing. What? You're right.